presidential campaigns may inspire people to vote, but they rarely inspire people to compose music. But that's what makes jazz pianist Marcus Roberts different. His album coming out this Friday captures the personalities of four candidates. It's called Race for the White House. He joins us now from the studios of WFSU in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Marcus, my producer has lined these up as a musical pop quiz. So I'm going to be hearing them now for the very first time. We're going to start with GOP candidates, and listeners can play too. First, let's start with these. Which is Donald Trump and which is Ben Carson? Example A or B? That's A. That's B. All right. I think definitely the one we just heard is Ben Carson, and the first one has got to be Donald Trump. Am I right?
You are right. A plus.
A plus. All right. Now for the Dems. Which one is Hillary? Which one's Bernie? Second one. Wow, this one's a bit harder, actually. I would say A is Bernie and B is Hillary.
You got it.
I did? Oh, I was worried there for a minute. Okay, awesome. So let's deconstruct these a little further. What are those whistles about?
That symbolizes Donald just looking over his vast estate and just chilling and having a great time. And then the trumpet interrupts him just to make a bold statement of, I'm going to make America great again all by myself.
Yeah, it sounds like he's kind of cruising down the highway in his
Rolls. Oh, yeah, he's chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling.
He's a billionaire, you know. So things work out for him, I think, no matter what happens.
All right, we're going to go to the next one. Let's listen to the one for Ben Carson. I did chop down that cherry tree, it's called. Yeah, I got the chopping of the tree.
You got the chopping of the tree. And yes, it's slow and deliberate. And we're using this Charleston rhythm.
Nice.
Yeah, it just sounds like he's trying to convince people that he really did do these dreadful things when he was a kid.
Is that what this is talking about? Is that what the title, The Cherry Tree, refers to?
Yeah, it refers to that period when people were questioning if he really did these things. He's like, oh, no, I definitely did. And they're like, we don't believe you. No, I did it, you know? So that's what that title's all about.
So we're going to move on now to the Dems. For Hillary, this is It's My Turn. Bit somber.
Yeah, it starts off a little somber, and it starts off in the meter of 9-4, 9 beats per bar. That's kind of complicated, and it's an E-flat minor. Yeah, that's a little somber. And but then eventually, in about a few seconds, though, we're going to have a transition to G-flat major, and we're in 4-4, and we're happy and joyful and strong and resilient now.
She's coming into her own.
She is.
Her time
She's doing
has
well.
Come.
Her time Musically, has come. At least. Yeah, now we're back in 9-4 briefly, a little mysterious feeling here. But it just symbolizes everything that she's experienced, you know, good and bad.
Okay, now we're going to feel the burn. Bernie Sanders. Okay, it's kind of quick.
Quick.
Light.
Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's got a lot of...
Punch.
It's a little, yeah, punchy, a little aggressive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of life and energy. And you can hear that, da-da-dee, feel the burn. That motif is repeated throughout the whole thing.
And all these politicians have very distinctive voices. I mean, a few seconds of them and you know exactly who it is that's speaking.
Absolutely. I have to say it's a pretty unusual set of candidates. I mean, they all have very distinct personalities and they're all completely different. I mean, I probably could have did like 8 of them, but I, you know, only had time to do 4.
And it definitely during this election season, it feels jazz-like. It feels like anything could happen at any time.
Precisely.
So tell me how you went about doing this. Did you watch these candidates? Did you listen to them on the stump?
Well, all I had to do was turn on CNN, really, because they were on all the time.
They are on all the time.
Especially Donald Trump. But they kept talking about him, and everybody else kept talking about him. And I was in the middle of a recording session here in Florida and just decided it'd be kind of cool to try to break down a little bit of what I perceive about their personalities in music. I'm not even sure why I wanted to do it, but it just hit me as something to do. So I composed the music literally at night after recording all day. I'd come home and I'd watch TV and then I'd listen and try to figure out what traits could we explain through jazz music about these candidates.
You lost your sight at age 5, so you've never seen these candidates. Do you hear them differently than we do you think?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, all I have is listening to them. But there's a lot of information there. You know, if you listen to people, you can detect a lot about what they're saying that you might miss just looking at a person. Like if a person's nervous, they might talk a little faster. Or if they're really in command, they may project more of a louder voice. Or if they are really happy, they might use a higher pitch. I mean, there's a lot of information there when you hear people talk. You have to use a little more imagination. Since we don't have words to any of these pieces, you do have to use a little bit of your imagination to figure out what's going on.
Marcus Roberts, the album is Race for the White House. It comes out next Friday, and he joined us from the studios of WFSU in Tallahassee. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.